ever the phrase "we finally made it" applied, it would be today. We made it through the week. Granted, it's Friday, 5 p.m. Congratulations.
Double happy hour.
Right. But that's not the only thing we made it through. Today represents our very last show covering the history of The Who. This is week number 45. 45 hours of coverage for The Who. It's an awful lot. But I don't think we wasted a bit. I mean, the first 30-some-odd shows were all dedicated to the prime years. And as we've gotten closer to the contemporary years, it's much easier to move fast, really because there's much less that is happening. Today, we're going to be able to wrap up about the past decade and a half, because there's been not an awful lot of action coming from Pete or Roger. It's also sad that as we do this to cover the end of the band, it's almost impossible to ignore or completely sidestep the situation that Pete found himself embroiled in with logging on to a child porn site that got him into so much trouble. Now, we covered his explanation for that last week, and I 100% take it at face value. I don't know why I would ever want to think anything else in the first place, and there's no evidence at all in his character of him basically being anything other than a normal guy who was really trying to do the right thing by trying to, as he explains it, he had met a Russian who had been in some, Russian foundling homes that were, the conditions were absolutely horrendous, and Pete had found out about it through this person. So he went to investigate it, and when he did, what he had actually seen was child pornography. And this led him to say that he wanted to maybe see if he could help to fund some way, because he does a tremendous amount of charitable work, and he's been doing this on the down low for the past 30, 40 years of his life. So this is just something else that he wanted to get involved in, and that is what led to the click. Unfortunately, that was heard around the world. Now, we're going to pick up a couple of things as we for today's show, reading just excerpts from the end of his autobiography called Who I Am. And right here, this is Pete's own words. I was out on bail. The forensic examination of my computers could take as long as a month or longer. The police had taken my studio computers and hard drives containing music, lyrics, recordings, and pretty much everything related to the projects I was working on. While I was right in the middle of working on it, I could start new music, but I didn't even have my laptop. I simply had to be patient. It says, vindication. Oh, wait, I wanted to say this about Roger. Dozens of people spoke up on my behalf, but Roger was the most vocal, allowing himself to get angry about the absurdity of my arrest. Clearly, his own future was at risk if I was convicted, but he went further than he needed to on my behalf. His solidarity with me, his faith in me, and his rage at the injustice against me is something I will never forget. Let's play a song, a solo track of Pete's that was buried until the album Best of Pete Townshend came on, appropriately titled Uneasy Street on 90.3 WHPC.
Last night, the devil offered me a deal. He said, come on, take what you like, and later tell me how you feel. So I looked up all around on this uneasy street. I'd have been happy if I had found something simple to eat. But just as he the rain walked past, I said, Mr. Devil, she is so refined. He said, I tricked you, little brother. I tricked you, little brother. That particular little mother is mine. I wish I was as good as I look. I wish I was that good. I wish I was as good. looking until I found the prints on my beloved's feet. I kept up the chase till I looked right in her face. I said, my darling, you have angel's eyes. She said, just this little brother.
Track is entitled Uneasy Street. You can find that on The Best of Pete Townsend. Again, reading from Pete's book. Vindication for me emerged a couple of years later when the investigative journalist Duncan Campbell forensically examined the hard drive for the Landslide website. That was the site that caused all the trouble. It's called Landslide. He reported that he could find no evidence that I had entered it or subscribed to it. I had, he said, apparently admitted to something that I didn't do. It's obvious now, since credit card companies were persuaded to refuse payments to Julian Assange's WikiLeaks in 2011, that all along they could have refused to take payments for questionable porn sites. Ironically, that's probably what they did in my case. I wondered how to thank all of those who had supported me, and I decided that I should get off my high creative horse, stop worrying about my hearing so much, and make a record and tour with Roger. In 2004, we played in Japan for the first time, and Australia, which we hadn't toured since The Who's disastrous hiccup in 1968. This time, our shows in Australia were a triumph, for me a renewal, and for The Who's ancient career, a kind of rebirth. I received my updated American visa on December 30th, 2004. At that time, they released a compilation CD, much like The Best of Pete Townsend. It was called Then and Now, 1964 to 2004, covering 50 years, essentially, of The Who's hits, with one new track, which was this one called Old Red Wine on 90.3 WHPC. Thank you.
after crossing the line. Dusty old wine, 2,000 a time. An inch of black mud always left behind. They say it turned in while the sun still.
Track called Old Red Wine, which was placed as a new track onto their compilation, the greatest hits compilation called Then and Now, just like the Best of Pete Townsend had a new track in the first one that we played, Uneasy Street. Okay, back to Pete's, the close of his autobiography. In summer 2005, Bob Pridden, Barry Nichols, and Miles Clark started work on Endless Wire, the forthcoming Who album. The album was ready to put together by spring 2006. By that time, we were rehearsing, anticipating one of the longest tours of our entire career. I continued to work on the album throughout the tour, carrying a complicated mobile recording studio rig. I had complete control of the record, something Roger regretted because he had wanted to record as a band, but it did give me the opportunity to take some chances. One track, called Fragments, a kind of homage to Baba O'Reilly, was based on a harmonic maths system developed by Lawrence Ball for what I now call the Lifehouse Method Project, which involved the automatic creation of tailor-made music for individuals over a web portal. This is exactly what he was talking about with Lifehouse, about how every human being had his own song, and nobody understood what he was talking about when he was trying to explain that project, and it just fell apart, eventually just becoming the album Who's Next, a bunch of random songs. But here it is, 50 years later, and he's still pursuing that same idea. It's just amazing to me that he can be just like that dedicated to his own ideas. Here is that track entitled Fragments, taken from the first Who studio album in 12 years and the last one since, entitled Endless Wire.
Purple dress.
same, gilded and absurd, regal, fast to blame, rulers by lost word, men above men, poor brats with your high hats. You priest, you muller so high, you pope, you wise rabbi, you're invisible to me, like vapor from the sea. How dare you? Do you think I'll quietly go? You are much braver than you know, for I can't die. Your staff, your stick, your special cap, they'll protect in hell. What crap? Leave the lie. How dare you be the one to assess me in this godforsaken mess? You, a man in a purple dress. A man in a purple dress. Your frown between my God and prayer, however grand your crown or dignified your hair, men above men or prats in your high hats. You priest, you muller so high, you pope, you wise, you're invisible to me, like vapor from the sea. I lovingly mock you, noble lords. We all dress up to grand awards. I do that as well. I dare condemn your fashion sense. At least you're not astride a fence that would not sell. But I will deliver this address. Your soul's condition don't impress. You, a man in a purple dress. A man in a purple dress.
A somewhat inscrutable song by Pete Townsend. The thing about it is that it's, while he's sounding judgmental, it's also got a lot of humor in that song. I found, you know, with your questionable fashion sense, at least you're not astride a fence. It makes me laugh. Okay, well, he says, including songs like In the Ether, Trilby's Piano, You Stand By Me, and Marty Robbins, allowed me to divide the vocal work almost evenly between Roger and myself. In so doing, I deferred going directly onto a solo music project or, for the time being, pursuing my music theater projects. It meant a lot when Dave Marsh told me that he thought it was a good album. I wanted it to feel as though there was a continuity with the Who's previous albums, but also from my own solo albums. Well, if ever Pete sounded inscrutable before, he certainly does a great job of continuing that on the album Endless Wire, as can be, you know, as you can tell from the song that we just played, and this one as well, which is rather has the odd title of God Speaks of Marty Robbins, 90.3 WHBC.
I'd been asleep forever. I as I got the whim to wake. And when the weight of space rolled like it was an ocean, one became one, father and son, watched the sunrise break. And as the ocean warmed, and from this dream we woke, one sang to greet the dawn, one pursed his lips and spoke, wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear the music play. Wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear what people say. Predicting Marty Robbins, I knew I'd find music and time with a perfect blend. I watched my son sail on a little ship a bobbin. I had to grow, I needed to know exactly who I am. And as the ocean warmed, and from this dream we woke, one sang to greet the dawn, one pursed his lips and spoke, wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear the music play. Wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear what the people say. Wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear the music play. Wake up and hear the music. Wake up and hear what the people say.
Time! what you need to convey. It's not enough.
It's not enough.
Is entitled It's Not Enough, taken from the album Endless Wire. Before that, we heard God Speaks of Marty Robbins from the same album. Pete talks about the album just a little bit in this paragraph here. He goes, Endless Wire, The Who's 11th album, was released on October 30th, 2006, and it was the band's first new album of original material since It's Hard back in 1982. It was 14 years. I said earlier 12, I think. I was wrong. It's longer than that. I really enjoyed making this album, and it's one I'm proud of. It also garnered the best reviews of any Who album since Who Are You in 1978. It underpinned the first world tour worthy of the name by The Who. Over 3 years, we performed in support of it on every major continent except Africa and South America. It's a shame because I remember when this album came out. I was working at the radio station when it came out, and I had gotten my copy. I bought it. And I played it a couple of times, and I suppose because it wasn't Quadrophenia or Who's Next or The Who Sell Out, these massive classics that are pretty much committed to my memory, more or less, that when I played the album, it was, I don't know if I was ready to hear new Who material after 14 years. I think it was like more or less subconsciously, I must have been thinking to myself that the band is done and their catalog is what it is. So this is so far removed from the rest of it that it didn't seem like it fit into me. And of course, it's doubled by the fact that neither John Entwistle nor Keith Moon are a part of it. So that takes away 50% of what you identify as being what classic Who music is. But doing this series caused me, of course, to play this album, the songs from this album, consistently over the past couple of weeks, and they've really grown on me. I'm not playing the entire album, of course. That's why we're able to wrap this up today. But I'm very fond of the songs that we're playing. And again, this is another album where Pete needed a theme, and he had a whole, basically rock opera that was meant, that these songs were meant to convey. And I don't know the entire story. I do know that it was revolving around three characters, three friends who lived in England, and the three friends all had distinctly different religions, whether it was a Muslim, a Jew, and a Christian, and the three boys growing up together. And they were known as the Unholy Trinity, so to speak. And that happens to be the name of this song from Endless Wire on 90.3 WHPC.
Identity.
falling now and settling. Like snowflake crystals building on the city streets.
The song, the parts of me, and this is true, the parts of me belong to you.
Breathe, breathe out, breathe in.
Shorter tracks there. We heard Unholy Trinity first, followed by Fragments of Fragments, which was basically another play with the computer programming that Pete was doing off of that first track that we played earlier entitled Fragments. Let's see. To put it in perspective, again, as Pete ends his book, he starts summarizing what's been happening in the latter years of his history. He goes, in December of 2008, The Who had been guests of George W. Bush and the Kennedy Center Honors Committee. This was an honor given to artists and has nothing to do with politics. But I have to accept that it is doubtful I will ever be offered any similar kind of honor in my home country now. I will be denied that picturesque moment of being able to explain why I am turning it down. Nevertheless, I trust in Britain and its democratic process. I am proud that what I do provides jobs, and although I am wealthy and privileged, in my heart and my actions, I am still a socialist and activist, ready to stand by the underdog and the beaten down, and to entertain them, if I can. Well, with the Elemental Swire, as I said, I think you did a good job of bringing some of that back. Let's play. What do I want to play next? Let's see. Actually, before we get back to that, let's play a track from Pete's solo album. At this point in time, there were more Who live albums coming out than I could count, and the greatest hits packages were almost as numerous. There were just so many of the band and the solo variety for Pete as well. We mentioned an album called The Best of Pete Townsend when we played Uneasy Street. Here, 10 years on, came out another one called Truancy, The Very Best of Pete Townsend, which had a couple of tracks that were unavailable elsewhere. Here's one of them called How Can I Help You?
When you won't settle for a second. when I can break your shell. Thank you.
another couple of songs taken from the Endless Wire album. They exist in a truncated version and also an extended version. There we heard the full song versions of Endless Wire. And before that, the song entitled We Got a Hit. We started that set off with a song from the Truancy, the very best of Pete Townsend, called How Can I Help You? Which brings us to the end of this series. Wow.
We made it.
45 hours, we made it. So it's a closing one. Just want to say, for those of us who never met the man, which I'm sure is pretty much just about every single one of us, we're in no position to be judgmental. And you've got to basically view somebody not only by his entire career, but by the fact that when they did confiscate every piece of his computer equipment, they found nothing except for the evidence of the fact that he once clicked on the site, which he said that he had done, and he admitted that he did it before they ever took it. Anything. So if there was something more to it that would lead us to have harbor some feelings about Pete, that, you know, basically feeling that he's guilty, I think they would have found some evidence. So I think it's important that, and well, here's what he says about it. It would be disingenuous to say that I haven't been affected by the perception of me shown by people who do not know me or anything about me apart from what they might have read in tabloid newspapers around the time of my arrest. I have long since abandoned my white knight efforts in that department, but I am still painfully aware of the repercussions that might have had on the charities in which I had played an active part and in which I am now obliged to maintain a low profile. Just one click of my mouse to prove a point has caused a mountain of misunderstanding. So remember that when you have somebody who's basically been such an amazing career, and don't let this, I would say, shouldn't let this affect your opinion of him at all, in my opinion. Now, he ends his book, he had done a therapeutic exercise where he had written a letter to his 8-year-old self, and he ends the book with that letter, and this is his last sentence. Enjoy life and be careful what you pray for. Remember, you will get it all. We'll leave you with this track off of the album called The Who Hits 50, and a song entitled Be Lucky. I hope you will be lucky. Take care, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you with a new series next week on 90.3 WHPC.
This show is...